So, is that to say that because in fact, bridge the order that David was talking about, to make it under interpreter and the metadata strategy, I may have an interpreter that in essence is making an XML file of the target program?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. It's something. The interesting thing about this approach is that, well, the way I foresee any sort of X literature standard being developed is as a gradual evolution, and also as something that people might not want to actually start using, sort of all or nothing. It could be something for, because XML can be combined with HTML in the XHTML format, people could keep using the HTML tags that they're familiar with for most of the functions that they want to do. But then if there's something that's particularly thorny that they're really interested in having work in the next generation of browsers, they could then use the X literature format for that. Like this generated text would be an example of that, or something like Stephanie was having a problem with a recent poem that has a link that you click on in one frame that opens something in another frame, I think, or maybe it reloads something in another frame, and that sort of stuff tends to rot really fast. So one thing that could be done is sort of study what sorts of features in existing web works tend to rot the fastest, and then do another study that looks at which features are used most often, which sort of advanced features, see where these two intersect, and then that could be the basis for the initial round of tags in the X literature standard. And then, of course, because this standard is being based on what people are actually doing, it would be very simple to create an interpreter, a functioning interpreter for these tags. You just go to the people who are using these features and say, can I have your JavaScript code and put it in my interpreter up here? And then you could build something gradually that could be functional right from the beginning, even with a very minimal development effort.
Although I think it's important to point out that that's rather different than the vision of an X literature standard that would try and deal with things like HyperCard and things like that that most of the committee were talking about. So there's, you know, there are multiple things that we are calling with this name, and it's important to distinguish them in the conversation, I think. One is, you know, trying to come up with archival ways of representing large numbers of ELIT works, and another one is trying to make certain kinds of web development of ELIT easier. And maybe eventually we'll have to come up with different names for them.
Is it possible then, in taking, because I've been listening, thinking about, you know, your standard position on this, the interface, the emulators, the XHTML issue, and isn't there a structure that can sit on top of both of those functions that would in fact sit inside of a portal at an institution? That would take, I'm not talking about writers now, I'm talking about readers coming in and saying, I've got Liam's program he wrote in 2003, and you know, it's now 2020, and I can't play it at all. Can you help me? And I want an institution that we partner with to in 2020 say, we happen to have, sitting over in our food library, the trick thing, the thing that ELO can contribute, is the idea of how to the scholars and the readers and the writers of the future in order to have, I mean, this would, but it, I mean, I'm only thinking, would it, it would only need to be a little bit more complicated at the top end of the umbrella to have different inputs, right, David?
Well, I'd comment, actually, because Noah's clarification also kind of triggered something. And you can close that circle up to a point, and the point comes that some things in specific pre-existing works will be too specific to be usefully, it's not necessarily worth trying to make that PDP-1 video game into an XML file of any sort. I mean, one could imagine doing it in a technical sense, but it wouldn't be useful. And and sort of Liam and I, when we were talking about it last night and working out how we were going to divvy up the things we wanted to say, that boundary is flexible. You can push it in a lot of directions. There are people who built whole programming languages much more complete than, say, XSLT, using XML syntax. And in the SGML world, people did that with SGML before XML existed. It turns out that that's not... It can be done in theory, but you don't get that much advantage out of it because you actually inherit all the problems of re-implementing a programming language just with a syntax that's actually harder to read. So it's kind of an exploration of where, you know, which things actually go all the way around. So some of this retrospective work gives us authoring tools, and some of it just gives us ways to look at retrospective work.
Yeah, I was about to say the...
It's possible if the repository in the Stuart Brand model, if the repository had all the bits, then the collections could exist as, here's Liam's work that you can access, and here's how I prepared if you need it for your copy.
Exactly. Yeah. It should be done institutionally rather than as a technological solution.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It should be done institutionally rather than as an institution that provides you access to these things that curates and manages these collections. Not that there's a... Right, and there's also not a program. You know, you don't click on this application, it opens up, and this is the portal to all electronic literature.
There's an expertise that needs...
I think it's exactly right. There's an institutional issue here. In part of the Technology Software Committee's plan, there are some speculations about, as it were, marketing strategy. What is the best way to make this material available and maintainable for other people? Materials including the variety of things that we would be building and contributing to, that would be interpreters, emulators, standards, specs, sample, as transform sheets, and so on. It is very possible, following on an earlier idea of yours, Mark, that ELL would want to set up a single kind of a portal site that makes these things available, either entirely for free or differentially, that is, some for free, some for institutions for a maintenance fee or something like that. Another alternative might be for the OAIS repository to take responsibility for some of that. We simply haven't thought this through. I think we need a partnering institution at this point to think through those institutional issues here.
We don't need to even look or reach all the way to Space War to, you know, the things that we deal with as electronic literature are not homogeneous. They're in different forms. Mm-hmm. There are works that are well understood as documents, as hypertext documents or hypermedia documents, but then there are other works that are really better understood as non-interactive computer programs that are poetry generators and so forth, or there are works that are better understood as interactive computer programs. And if we try to apply one means of providing access to these, then we might be, the question of whether it's possible to make it work, yes, it's possible, but you know, one would not want to possibly, you know, one would never want to undertake this. There are simpler solutions.
I saw a hand here for a long time and one over there too, and maybe we'll stop with that. Go ahead.
The trivial question is actually not about using this set, but about something that I hope we'll be discussing. I guess it's a further event, and they're more about dissemination than preservation archiving. And first question is probably your answer, which is about where your organization is going in terms of making what kind of specifications for linking the year and recommending. And I know that may not be a question. representative SNL represents was in SNL. And as that document moves from repository to browser, there's a series of transformations, not necessarily GUI transformations, but transformations that add extra information. So base document might go through one transformation that adds editor's footnotes, then moves to another transformation that adds user annotations. Let's just take those as the three examples. My question is, what is the expanded document, the resource that's actually being distributed? So specifically, for example, if I want to make an annotation, outline system or annotation system, and I want to use X pointer, what is the XML document that you're actually referencing that? Is this are you best to go to referencing that initial base document? Or is in fact the web resource a final visible document? Is that
okay, yeah, that's very clear, and you're looking very clearly at me, so I'll first. Go on a bit, and then I shall say, for the first one, your first question was more easily stated and less easily answered. Your first question is, what should we do about linking? And I personally feel at this point, I mean, there's more meetings to happen at the weekend, and I don't know what will come out at the end, but my feeling is that ELO should go off and pay someone, hire someone, steal a graduate student, whatever you do, to look in detail at the issues of developing XML-based vocabularies for the purposes we've talked about. And part of that would undoubtedly include linking. XLink is one way of representing links in XML documents, but it doesn't represent all links because it's a methodology for describing links rather than for discovering links. And I'd be happy to talk more about that afterwards. I think we're probably getting into a theoretical issue that's a bit more subtle than impending dinner, for example. But I think the answer is, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're as far as saying this is the markup that should be used.
Yeah.
But rather, we think this is the direction we should go in, and we should look at published standards. And to my mind, linking in this community includes things like RDF. Okay, because the definition of a link is a relationship between, an expression of a relationship between two resources. And in my mind, a bibliographic citation is a link, however you happen to mark it up. And so is the link between a piece of metadata and the things it describes. Whether you use a specification that has linking in its name for that or not, it doesn't really, I don't think that's relevant.
I'll drop one in on the linking issue, which is that there are also a lot of issues which
probably need to be out.
There are also a lot of issues which are intentionally not part of some of the standards that the W3C has created. This would include both XLink and RDF, like rendering style behavior, is this a rollover, a pop-up? Issues which would want to be defined in an abstract way for any representation of e-literature, because that matters. So in fact, that there's a lot of work, even if you pick something that exists, there's a lot of work that remains to be done.
I mean, that is well understood. My problem is more about the time period that XLink is alive, at least an external thing.
It's alive. It's even issued as a spec.
It is issued. It's alive. And there are few implementations, but there are some implementations. There is ongoing discussion within the W3C and on the tag list, which is public, and you can look at it, about the future of XLink as it relates to HTML and XHTML. And I can't say yet what happened there because I don't know. It's ongoing. Right, so there is ongoing work in the standards community about linking, as well as in, and part of that is because, I think part of that is because it's early. There's tons of things that are going on in hypertext, and part of it again is that, and there was some representation, I think, from this kind of community on the XLink working group, but it's not clear to me that it was focused. There wasn't really representation, I think, from artists or authors saying this is the kind of things that we want to do. You know, you can have as many focus groups as you want trying to decide what colour to make the wheel. You know, as Douglas Adams puts it, you know, should people, should, how can we invent fire if we don't know whether people want nasally insertable fire alarm? So this research should be done, I think. I think your other question follows on, in fact, from the first one to some extent. What is the work when you live in a world of links where an annotation on a work might, in a sense, affects that work? And that comes to the bibliographic talk we had earlier, I think, and what is a work, what is a version of a work, and I don't have an answer to that one either, except that I agree with you that it's an issue.
I'd say you have to be able to link to all of those, and you might also want to link to, here's the database that has all the links in it, and here's the recipe that you follow with that database, and then here's the XML file, and not link to the HTML representation. So you might need to refer to all of those.
We saw a book last night, if you were here after 7 p.m., I think it was a late one, that had different colored pixels to represent all the possible IP addresses. Okay, and you could argue that if you want to, one argument is that if you were to preserve that, well, you've got to preserve the entire internet because it links to it. Okay. That's an outrageously crazy argument. No sane person would try and preserve the whole internet right now.
Or has went to it
there. That's a
perverse. I'm going to hurry us along. There's one last question who's been originally trying to. Go ahead.
Well, I suppose all this talk in the last couple of days seems to be coming up, so you just make me want to go home and dust off my poetry manuscript. Brilliant. But one concern I would have, I'm sort of half following all this conversation, half as I have been talking about. And so, definitely whatever happens, just think that there are a lot of artists, authors out there who really have no idea what you're doing. Plus, you would. So that's maybe something you could do almost immediately is to give out some guideline suggestions on how to keep your work from dying, or at least keep it in coma someplace. The other thing might be also suggestions on. I mean, since you guys know about this world and you know what technologies are going to become obsolete, and you know what the next one to come along. So it could be interesting to even have that, to even say, you know, hey, your car is headed for the dead cattle on the road in front of you, so maybe you should say this is the road, it's worth it.
But we should maybe start a betting pool for which technologies will die next.
It would be nice to have some sense of that, though. And again, in terms that people maybe don't know as much about, to understand, to say to them, you know, hey, what you're doing there is great, but they just know that the company's going out of business and you're going to be lost.
I'm going to see it's a prerogative to have the last word here in response to that. I think it's a very good comment to close upon and a very good recommendation to ELO here. As chair of this particular committee, Technology and Software Committee, I'm aware of a boundary problem as well, which is what is the boundary responsibilities for this particular committee. We have very good people who serve multiple capacities in our committee, but I don't think that the Technology Committee in and of itself should drive these other larger missions that ELO must take on in order to serve the PAD project capably. One of those missions has to do with advocacy and with education. That is to inculcate in the community of stakeholders at large, including not just authors, but publishers, scholars, students, librarians as well, best practices, best tools to use. That is an educational mission, finally. The other thing that we need to think about that is outside the province of this committee has to do with marketing and institutional issues. We talked about that. that earlier. And a third topic, I'm glad it's not part of our committee at all, and I firmly rejected it from all consideration. It's actually a topic of the next panel coming up, which is copyright issues. So we'll pause there.